want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list? You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour. We are live. We are back in your life. October 6, 2020, Ben the Breaker, Banksters Cochran, my co-host here, Future Dan of FutureDanger.com. How you doing there, buddy?
Doing good, Ben. Wild times. What are we getting into first?
Beyond wild times, really. October 6th, we were off last week, end of the season. So it's been a couple weeks since we've been on. Obviously, the biggest news item since then is Trump testing positive for COVID, almost, I guess, pretty much end of last week. We could talk about that, but we have a lot of other information to talk about. Of course, we're going to go through our Future Danger News Blitz. Follow along, FutureDanger.com. I want to talk about the new stimulus package that's being tossed around. I want to talk a lot about that. But I think the elephant in the room is the election. I don't think we can get away from it. We have... It's Tuesday. We're always live on Tuesday, correct? We are the 6th. It was the 13th, the 20th, the 27th, and then the 3rd. So October 6th is today. 1, 2, 3, 4 Tuesdays. 4 weeks from today. The election. Unbelievable. It's that close. So I think we got to talk about that. And really, the rise in coronavirus, or at least the fear of it, and the fact that the president has it now, do you believe that's going to have a major, major impact, you know, that the true October surprise? Or is it massively overblown, and of course, folks are trying to leverage that for political gain, but anyone who's going to vote for Trump is not going to not vote for him now, and vice versa. What are your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, you think there's a tiny fragment of the electorate that can still flow one way or the other? I'm not sure about that. There could be, you know, outcome-turning numbers still at stake.
Yeah, well, that's the question, I suppose. And so this is negative for Trump, then, you would have to suppose, right? I mean, unless you can find a way to spin it positively for him, I mean, he's pretty much... I'm not saying nail in the coffin, but from what I'm seeing, not looking too great. Of course, we had those predictions that weren't even close to being true in 2016, but this is starting to turn the tide a little bit, in my opinion, just outside looking in. I mean, you might make it sound like there's still a lot to be decided. What, I mean, really, get into it. Is Trump having COVID? Is that going to be the reason he loses, if he does lose? Do you think that could be the truth of it?
Well, was it accidental or was it done on purpose?
Well,
it was done on purpose.
Next,
who did it?
That's the next level, absolutely. That's what I was going to be talking
there's
about.
So many,
sure.
There's so many branches to this that every conceivable theory is in play right now. And he went a long time without getting it, so... You know, probably a highly controlled environment. Does somebody get COVID in there on purpose, or you know, let it happen on purpose? I don't know. It, the outcome of that, we're going to be debating that, and certain angles to that will live on in infamy of subplots and people speculating for long portions of our lives. So this is very historical times, and if he outlives it, he could win from it, potentially, he could lose entirely because of it. I can't tell which way that one's going to break this week.
Oh, yeah.
But I do want to tease a feature of Patriot Power Hour coming up before the election. We're going to red team outcomes of that electoral college, Ben. We're going to get into point by point, state by state, what types of scenarios are in play and what kind of vulnerabilities are at stake right up from the beginning of the counting of ballots and the laws that govern that in various places straight through to inauguration day. If there isn't a president, who is and how do they continue to try to find one? We're going to do that in the coming weeks.
For sure. Episode 113 today, the start of the new season. It is October. It is the fourth quarter financially, you know, a little bit in the news blitz, but I'm going to kind of save it for the second half, I think. Talk a lot about the financial future of this country and this world and the next steps from this COVID crisis. I guess, you know, with season 113, or excuse me, with episode 113 right now, a brand new season, with the election looming, we really can't get narrow-minded in a way, or not focused on the ball as much as we need to be. And so I'm here to talk about the financial aspect. I'm challenging you right now, actually, live on air. We did not presuppose or put this together earlier. What is one topic or one focus area you're thinking for Q4, besides the election and besides financial, because that's mine, what is something big you're really expecting to pop this quarter, maybe this season? And if you don't have the answer right away, you want to mull on it and talk about it, think about it next segment or the segment thereafter, totally fine. What do you think?
So maybe what's the next major economic indicator that could go black?
Oh, I'm thinking any indicator, really, besides something related to the elections, besides something financial. What are we missing? Everyone's focused on some of those issues. What's got you heated that no one's talking about right now, or you think will be a really big deal in Q4 that people are just missing right now?
I'll tell you what. You messaged me a few weeks ago, and I forget what we were, you know, talking about, but you used the term October surprise. And I think part of the two sides of the major push for early voting, absentee voting, especially by Trump's opponents, is A, they really do want people to think that they could possibly die before the election, and as it turns out, the death rate is ticking up. So that's part of it. The other part of it is, what could Trump declassify between now and Election Day? He totally controlled the narrative all weekend long. And while staying at the hospital, got into his SUV and did a victory lap around Bethesda Naval Hospital to supporters, consuming every bit of the world's attention on Saturday and Sunday, right? I mean, the President of the United States got COVID. I mean, who's the last one on the planet to find out? I'm sure there's still untold thousands that don't know. But pretty much everybody else figured it out. He could do things. He could say things. He could make things happen that are really out of his opponent's control. And if he doesn't, it seems to me tonight, do something like that, he could sit there fearing he's going down to defeat. So these are going to be wilder times. Fall 2020, autumn 2020, season of Patriot Power Hour. I predict it's going to be very historical, but I'm not telling you exactly how tonight.
Yeah, and we're not telling the listeners what they don't already know. It's pretty on its face, like, wow, this is coming down to crunch time. This is a pretty crazy time. No matter who you support, what you believe, it's still, at least on this third dimension that we live in, things are really coming to a head politically, geopolitically, financially, everything's starting to really start. My hair, the hair is standing on the back of my neck and my forearms, talking about it right now. Just, it's all coming together for better or worse. But this has happened in history, and the human race has become better for it. That doesn't mean there's not tons of loss financially and life, of course, but you know, it's kind of surreal on the other hand, Future Dan. I'm not going to lie. It's just like, wow, we are really sitting here with the future of the world in the balance and practically human civilization, especially this technocracy. And here on the Prepper Broadcasting Network, we talk about all different sort of things, all the different shows. I'm not going to lie. It's a great, great canvas. But on Patriot Power Hour, and specifically, we do look at some of these technologies and some of the AI and cyborgs, et cetera, even if you take a step back from the election and you take a step back from the financial markets, et cetera, and China and Russia, just this technocracy, this it continues to march on and the Big Brother, big surveillance is something that I personally try to make sure that I keep on my radar and I don't just become lax to it because it's so easy to get sucked into that. So I guess, I don't know. There's so much going on these days. I feel like I'm almost overloaded. Actually, I absolutely am overloaded. But on the other hand, it's damn interesting time to be alive. And we got a lot of ammo to talk about here with this News Blitz, Future Dan. So I'm looking forward to it. We're going to go to break here in about 30 seconds. But before that, let everyone know where they can find you on the internets.
I'm not sure I want anybody to do that anymore, but futuredanger.com is probably the right place to go. Browse, find ways to connect. Futuredanger.com.
All in one. Futuredanger.com's got your Twitter. I know your Twitter is probably one of the best ways to go, but we got a lot of people ramping up, maybe even bots attacking. There's all types of crazy stuff going on all across the world. I've had some crazy bots sending me DMs. It's just unbelievable, some of the stuff I've seen. And I'm not even super active on Twitter and other social medias anymore. So who knows? Freaking crazy world we are living in. We're going to break. Make sure you check out PrepperBroadcasting.com. While we're on break, peruse it, bookmark it, sign up for the continuity, and we'll be right back here on the Patriot Power Hour season opener.
To tell you all about my dream and to please.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us. Disaster Coffee.
Can you hear me?
It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the National Disaster Relief Effort.
Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo.
You look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I told you it wasn't going to be that long until we're back here on the Patriot Power Hour, episode 113. Time for the Future Danger News Blitz. I'm going to make it short, sweet, and beautiful. Go to futuredanger.com. Make sure, follow along, bookmark. And even though my co-host says don't follow him on social media, I certainly do encourage you to do that. That's really the best way to get the immediate information. So it's not absolutely a crazy night, which is a little surprising. Maybe the calm before the storm. We still have a lot of important articles to review, but let's go ahead and hit it straight away. Let's go right to left. Why not? Of course, in the pestilence befalls indicator on the fourth column, we've seen that very, very active going back since, probably since January. We'll have to do a deep dive on that next year, maybe, for how many articles. But, of course, we have the president testing positive for coronavirus. We're seeing a study which finds that pretty much a lot, if not a majority, of COVID patients have neurological symptoms immediately after and even lingering and have not gone away. That's concerning. Movement away from coronavirus news, though, a majority support mixing animals and humans to grow organs. So, you know, a pig heart or I don't even know what other animals they would use to grow a liver or a spleen or something. So it sounds like, really, I feel as if it's not that much of a stretch to clone and do a lot of other things like that. The paradigm is shifting. A majority has no problem growing organs within animals, and that's just the beginning. This is under a very interesting headline here, or indicator title, excuse me, Human Chimeras Engineered. Follow a lot of this interesting news here on Patriot Power Hour, FutureDanger.com. Wildfires still burning hot. 4 million acres in California have been burned. Wildfire season continues. A swarm of nearly 600 earthquakes rattling Southern California, so they're getting hit on both sides there. We also have a big hurricane looking to hit New Orleans, Louisiana, in Texas area, kind of right there on that border, and then hooking into New Orleans, Category 4 right now. Moving into the third column, economic column, millions risk losing power over unpaid utilities as most state pandemic grace periods expire. And we've talked a lot about this on Patriot Power Hour, not just unpaid utilities, but forbearance and rent forgiveness, extensions, et cetera, et cetera. All that's running out of steam, and I'm going to be talking again the next segment, a little bit more about the stimulus that they're trying to pass and all the debt spending as a nation we're doing. But even that notwithstanding, we're seeing millions potentially losing their power, being shut off. I'm sure they're going to get bailed out and just continue adding to the debt because we can continue to print it until we can't. Enough pontificating, though. Famine begins. I have really not seen this indicator crop up much at all, but it is here. Hawaii Island Food Bank serving 80,000 a month. So, I mean, if you think about 80,000, that's probably one of the biggest college football stadiums you can pack someone in, and that's just one island in Hawaii and one food bank, really. So, very concerning to see. But let's move on to the Liberty. Moving on to the security indicators. The Fed chair warns of economic tragedy if America can't control the coronavirus. And yes, this is not in the economy. This is in the security, because Jerome Powell is talking about more of a threat to the overall safety of civilization and national security in a way. So economics, yeah, there's economic financial aspects to it, but there's true national security reasons, and that's why it's bucketed here. Going on, a U.S. embassy worker in the Ukraine dies after suspected assault. Arizona and Alabama military police units have been designated for riot rapid reaction. So what's your prep plans if you notice that those police guard units are moving into service a lot more than before? What was it, the violence from this past summer is nothing compared to what we may see? What are your prep plans? Maybe a question I can ask future Dan. Moving on, though. Man arrested after allegedly shooting at a truck during a political parade. China says that killing Americans over Taiwan is, quote, morally justified. They probably say Taiwan is their land, so of course we are the imperial invaders. President taken. Oh, we just had a refresh. There we go. Oh, okay. Well, everyone already knows this one. It's about Walter Reed Medical. Moving on, though, to the first column, Liberty Indicators. Again, went in reverse order today. The leftmost column is your Liberty, Freedom, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fifth Amendment. Heck, almost all the amendments in the way. Pennsylvania cops still abusing asset forfeiture, helping themselves to people's cash. Memory sticks used to program Philly voting machines. They were stolen from the warehouse. So pretty much like, hey, these are the little sticks we use to program the machines. And, they're just kind of in this warehouse. And if someone steals them and reprograms the entire precinct, who cares? Florida voter registration website experiences outages hours before the deadline. So we're starting to see a little bit of shakiness there, but nothing totally extreme. No smoking gun. There have been a couple smoking gun investigative reports done recently about elections being stolen, as this indicator is called. But nothing, you know, to truly implicate either side at this point, kind of from a top-down national level. So with that said, let me bring on future Dan. Not that crazy of a heat map today, even though we have a lot of issues simmering under the surface. What's kind of your analysis from a big picture, and were there any articles that either I missed or you really wanted to talk a lot more about?
It's nearly impossible to get any kind of reporting on any kind of corporate censorship, because it should just be a given now. It's beyond even, you know, reporting on future danger. That danger's cemented. The only censorship that really should rate now in that indicator, which is inactive now, it's a strange turn,
yeah,
right? Used to be show after show after show of Patriot Power, we were often talking about those things, you know, blatant media bias, but it's gone now. It's completely partisan press in this country, and you know, next thing you know is, you know, the government starts to really clamp down on any information, like even choosing to tell us things. And that could come from either of the candidates running for office right now, this next administration. So that's a bit of a change, a bit of a reset in the heat map dashboard, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's something really unique. And you're breaking ground, obviously, with the way you categorize and archive and can really even data mine your articles on futuredanger.com, more than just a bunch of headlines. There's a lot behind this. I guess the question is, how do you keep that in mind? I mean, you have that institutional knowledge in a way that you know for why those indicators are no longer coming up. It's like the battle has been lost. There is no threat at Stalingrad, because guess what? The threat has already been smashed and destroyed. But this is actually in a bad way here. There, as you said, total partisan press and really just blatant censorship all around. We're able to still bust our butt here at Prepper Broadcasting Network, but we've had to extricate ourselves from most of the social medias out there and other utilities and tools, because we don't want them to hang that over our head, which they've tried to do, and they actually did kick us off one platform. So anyway, maybe you need like a hall of fame of indicators that have been taken almost out of service or have reached such a level that they're not even... Does that make sense? You need to like memorialize this event in a bad way. Hopefully you can memorialize some events in a good way, but that's crazy. And that's something that, you know, oh, maybe you're... the dashboard doesn't look too bad. Yeah, because all the bad stuff's already happened. There's no more danger. It's already destroyed us. Maybe I'm being a little extreme, but how are you going to account for that? Or is there any way to expand future danger to look into something like that?
It's just a matter of how strictly you grade, you know, news blatantly censored. It used to be news blatantly censored by any institution in the Fourth Estate. It's going to become now news is blatantly censored by the only thing left that you should try to have faith in, which is the government. It's just the changing of the grade. And there's got to be news articles, right? There's got to be a Breitbart article that calls out a New York Times article, or vice versa when it warrants from the left side media to the right, whichever way, right? There's just nothing like that right now. And maybe it comes back. It should come back. But after the election, what difference does it make? During this window of the next few weeks before this election, can't pick up the signal. There's nothing there. You can't pinpoint anything.
Yeah, it's almost like so...
It's overwhelmed.
Yeah, exactly. It's so much, it's just like static. It's just such a signal. It's static. That's a good way to put it, I think. It's overwhelmed. Yes, exactly. No, good way to put it for sure. Well, guys, we are heading to our second break here on the 113th episode of the Patriot Power Hour with Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan of FutureDanger.com. As always, make sure to check out PrepperBroadcasting.com. That's our home. You can find archives of our show and all of our cohorts and friends here at PBN. So PPH and PBN, trying to make a difference, spread the word, fight the good fight. So support us there, and we will be right back for the second half of Patriot Power Hour. Stick with us.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
The six principles for disaster preparedness. Use them to build a base of preparedness that will keep your family safe in the face of the next disaster. Find them and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com.
It was right after the revolution, right after peace had been concluded. And Ethan Allen went to London to help our new country conduct its business with the king. The English sneered at how rough we are and rude and simple-minded and on like that everywhere he went. Till one day he was invited to the townhouse of a great English lord. Dinner was served, beverages imbibed. Time passed, as happens, and Mr. Allen found he needed the privy. He was grateful to be directed thence. Relieved, you might say. Now, Mr. Allen discovered on entering the water closet that the only decoration therein was a portrait of George Washington. Ethan Allen done what he came to do and returned to the drawing room. His host and the others were disappointed when he didn't mention Washington's portrait, and finally his lordship couldn't resist and asked Mr. Allen had he noticed it, the picture of Washington. He had. Well, what did he think of its placement? Did it seem appropriately located to Mr. Allen? Mr. Allen said it did. His host was astounded. Appropriate? George Washington's likeness in a water closet? Yes, said Mr. Allen, where it'll do good service. The whole world knows nothing to make an Englishman shit quicker than the sight of George Washington.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, we're back. We're still live. We're still kicking butt here. Episode 113, the season opener. Future Dan, I want to get a little bit into our financial system as a country, but I know we kind of ran out of time there. Didn't know if you had any other articles or topics you really, really wanted to hit from the news blitz before we move on and finish the show today.
Yeah, all right. We're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, so can you hear me? Are we good?
I can hear you. Well, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. So sometimes it goes in and out. We're using Skype, and let's see if we can get this show live again. We're going to have to record this, right? Throw it up later?
Yep. This is unfortunately recorded. We, at the last second, had some tech issues. I think we've been live probably like 95% of the time on PBN, but we did have to do a recording tonight because of, like, actually an unfortunate series of events is how I'll put it. One event led to another, and then before we know it, 5 minutes before showtime, we weren't able to get freaking Skype to integrate with the proper software, so I had to jerry-rig something real quick, but hopefully it's working. We'll find out later.
Systems started to crumble on you, didn't it?
Yep, started with social systems and turned into technological systems, and
Skype systems.
It's all good though. It's all good. We're still able to be here.
Well, it goes with the theme for tonight. Is we're, you know, trying to do our best to analyze news for Prepper Broadcasting Network, and we're overwhelmed. And there's so many scenarios and branches and outcomes that it boggles the mind. But if you step back one step, what's pretty clear is systems of systems are they're unstable right now, and this is geopolitical. This is how we govern ourselves, and even in several natural fronts, it's getting hairy. And I don't know. Earlier, you asked what my preps would be, so I'd like to answer that. But for economic-centric outlook, from my perspective, this entire system can get wobbly if everybody thinks we're going back to unrestricted trade with China, and then for some reason that's not possible.
I hope we don't go back to unrestricted trade with China. I just saw something, literally just came across the wire. Not even a chance to put it on Future Danger. Trump's actually ending the stimulus talks in Washington until after the election, apparently. That's big.
Call it right off.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. But I'm not sure he totally means it. Because there's got to be a whole camp. There's got to be a whole angle on how it makes his opponents, hold the bag. I don't think he'd be doing it if they didn't have at least the narrative for that thought out.
Very interesting. No, I mean, you make a very good point. I haven't even tried to crunch this in my brain power, so to speak. We're seeing a little bit of a dip in the gold silver market kind of after hours with that still at very high levels. In the U.S. Treasury yields are slightly climbing, but this is all rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic in a way, and that's kind of what I want to segue. I mean, I want to hear about your preps as well, but I mean, I think it is a political move, but we're going to need this stimulus, and if we don't, the whole house of cards is going to collapse. So, are you think he's like positioning the nuclear bomb? Almost.
Well, he's playing chicken on a lot of fronts, right?
This is really playing chicken in a way, with Wall Street particularly.
he may have no other choice, but playing chicken with, you know, the deep state, the Department of Justice, we going to see any revelations there that are meaningful? Will they get reported, you know, financially? You know, not getting stimulus out there is what? What's the effect? We're going to get a two-day, $800 drop, and then everyone buys the dip anyways? I mean, he probably knows that that's a likely outcome.
Exactly. Well, no, exactly. You're right. The Fed can always use stimulus, and really the election is only one week away, or excuse me, 1 month away, as we just noted. So we could easily pass that a couple weeks later if he wins or he's in the mood. Who knows?
Well, is there enough billionaires that could tantrum and pull their money out of the market, get an October, you know, equities panic going again? That could be on the table.
Totally. Now, there's so much on the table that I don't even like to speculate because there's so much. And like you said, we're overwhelmed. I think systems upon systems for our own show, being able to go live, but also as America and really as human civilization, we're stressing and overtaxing a lot of these systems, whether it's the food, you know, food supply, clean food, clean water, clean air from that point of view. And I'm not no environmentalist hippie, right? But all the way to the financial systems and even just culturally. I mean, so many, we have veterans, unbelievable amount committing suicide. We have unbelievable amount of addiction and opiates and overdoses in this country. Like, all these systems are kind of crumbling at the same time, unfortunately. So that's what you got to be prepared for. And again, I try to be an optimist at one level. I feel like we humans in America specifically have gone through a lot, and we get stronger, you know, through it. So that's what you got to prepare for, and that's what PBN and PPH is about.
Yeah, I think I had a little gap in my sound system. Can you hear me now, Ben?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
Yeah, I might have stepped on that because you went without sound, so I spoke. But we're going to make do as long as the technology allows. Keep on broadcasting loud and strong. You're right.
for sure. Well, I do want to get into something economically, and it wasn't just the stimulus. We're looking at gold and silver not just as an investment, but as insurance. And even though we are, what are we looking at? Year to date, we've had all this turmoil, up and down, but just, let's just use since this time last year, gold still up 30 to 40%, silver also up big time. And the reason I'm bringing this up, and I'm a gold bug, certainly, this is what I'm bringing up for Future Dan. I feel like gold and silver is one of the best preps because it's almost impossible to destroy it. If you had a bunch of paper certificates and cash, that stuff can easily burn, be damaged by water. Gold and silver, man, that is like the best insurance to have in your hands. So, I know, I'm trying to rep this. I'm just saying it's kind of on sale. It just dropped a 4 or 5% in the last couple days. So I'm not telling you guys what to do. I think it's time to buy. Maybe even back up the truck. As long as gold is still under 2,000, which it is right now. I mean, it peaked at about 2050 in early August, but it's at 1883 right now. Future Dan, if I had one of those buy sound cards that Mr. Jim Cramer has on CNBC, I would say go to your local mint or even online or your local coin shop. I mean, not your local mint. They may not accept your order. Get some gold and silver, buddy.
Yeah, don't you think it's a paradox that the things that drive gold to higher prices also increase the dangerousness of transacting it after a collapse?
That's a good way to put it. And I've, you know, what I've heard from kind of, again, focusing on the prepper side of things.
Silver, I mean, this is a good prep.
Well, silver is good to exchange for day-to-day items. And, of course, food and water is your best trading. You know, if you want to trade, you want to have a lot of that. But my point is, gold's really useful when civilization comes back. Okay, during a hellscape, your gold is not going to be worth too much. Yeah, you can't eat your gold, as the old adage goes. But it's really for when civilization reconstitutes itself. That's when you see gold shine. And gold, or civilization hasn't even collapsed yet. I think it's in the process, unfortunately, of a mini collapse. But when it bounces back, guess what will still be there? Ever since it's been born in a supernova, it's been there. I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, it's the security issue that surrounds it. On the days when it all becomes real, that, hey, that gold is now, I'm really glad I got it. You do have a period of time where you got to protect it. You got to be quiet about it. You got to concern yourselves with knowledge of who knows and who shouldn't know you have it, including the government.
Yep. Oh, that's great. And it's too late for me since I have a radio show. But I will say that's one of my one of the lines I can't cross. If you come and confiscate my gold, that's equivalent to pretty much try to kill me. I'm not saying I'm going to fight to the death over it necessarily, but that's probably the last line. You know, if you're trying to steal that, you might as well be trying to steal my livelihood and my life, because it worked very hard for that. So again, I'm not saying dying for some property and for some shiny metal is necessarily worthwhile, but that is something I would really stand for. And you know, everything at some point, your life and your child is what they're coming for. So damn, I'll defend your gold. At least have that as your line in the sand when they come for your children after that, maybe.
So, if you had like a gold-plated AK-47 like Uday and Kuze over in Iraq, that'd be like a double.
Absolutely.
Okay. Like you can't take my gold and you can't take my guns, and it's the same.
No, I would absolutely do that, and I'm sure others have, if I had the money. I don't know how expensive that is, but that sounds like the perfect combination of two things I really like.
You'd fight the agents coming to confiscate even harder if you can do it all together.
Take the gold and the AK from my cold, dead hands.
I've actually seen those weapons in Washington, D.C. They're at the front lobby of the Defense Intelligence Agency in a glass case.
No way.
Taken after Uday and Kuze were killed and surrounded by the 101st Airborne.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's a museum piece, to say the least. So, wow. All right, guys and gals, we're going into our final commercial break. We got a lot more to talk about, but only about 10 minutes. So we'll make it quick, though. I promise. As always, featuredanger.com, even though it's not extremely active today, I'm sure it will be for the next month between now and the election, and maybe even more active thereafter. So make sure you're there, featuredanger.com, and always prepperbroadcasting.com. And the continuity, I'm a member of the continuity myself. I'm going to make it to the next meeting. I haven't made it to a meeting yet. I think they've had two. So that next one, I'm going to be there for sure. PrepperBroadcasting.com to figure out what it's all about. And we'll be right back on the Patriot Power Hour. Stick with us.
Of a Prepper Broadcasting Network.
The six principles for disaster preparedness. Use them to build a base of preparedness that will keep your family safe in the face of the next disaster. Find them and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com.
These things you say we will have, we already have.
That's true. I ain't promising you nothing extra. I'm just giving you life and you're giving me life. And I'm saying that men can live together without butchering one another.
It's said that governments are chafed by the double tongues. There is iron in your words of death for all Comanche to see. And so there is iron in your words of life. No signed paper can hold the iron. It must come from men. The words of ten bearers carry the same iron of life and death. It is good that warriors such as we meet in the struggle of life or death. It shall be life.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Segment of this October 6th, 2020 episode, 4 weeks until the election. We're actually going to be here live on election night. Now, that'll be interesting, future Dave. We need to plan something special. Are we going to have like a watch-a-thon? Or are we just going to do our usual thing, I guess, is the question. I don't even know. That might be rhetorical. We got to think about it. But we're going to be here. It's going to be prime time for it as well, 8 p.m. Eastern on election night.
If the power's on, yeah, we'll be here.
Well, I got a generator, but I guess the internet would be out, probably, so you might be right. That's okay. And, oh, actually, speaking of which, some great content on PBN recently, and Dave Jones, first off, if no one has taken your fluffy bunnies yet, I want them. I'm going to have to come on over to the homestead. Yeah, see, well, you obviously did not listen to the show, but, his wife came on while he was giving his preparedness prepper presentation.
He was doing a course, right?
And she, yeah. Yes, exactly, about surviving pandemic, whatever. And she came on and offered to anyone who wants to start their homesteading with some bunnies. They got a huge litter and they're looking to give it away. So I might take them up on that.
There you go. And you asked me earlier what preps I would be. Yeah. Looking at next, interestingly enough, it involves Mr. Jones, and I want to talk to him about taking what he spoke about on our class to the next level and kind of put a question out there. May not even be a good question. He may be able to take it apart pretty quickly, but if you had a basement with a number of walls, not all of them, that were facing Earth, and it was unfinished, can you build a reliable shelter from EMP effects, a Faraday cage? He's done it and told us how to do a cache, basically taking a rubbish bin, all metal, and how to do that. Great class that's happened this summer on Patriot Power Hour when Dave joined us. Next question is, can you renovate a basement and get some kind of additional protection? Maybe house radio communications equipment in it for your homestead? And you know, what kind of materials would be involved in that endeavor?
That's pretty awesome. So you're putting together a bunker, I hear. That's sick. That's a great idea, though. I think I don't know. I'll defer to the expert. I'm sure you would need a lot of extra protective, you know, for that. But maybe there's something he can rig. You're right. Maybe he can make a little closet into a Faraday cage and make it more efficient that way or something.
Yeah, right. Because if everything goes sideways and all the different actors around the globe trying to achieve their objectives, nefarious people, white hats, black hats, however this 2020 ends up, it could spin out of everyone's control and be able to survive without rule of law, and excessive rule of law are two things that, you know, this community is probably going to have to refocus on. Not we will be at an intensity level in this kind of concern in the American population next year, regardless of who wins the election, that much I think I can reliably foresee.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up pretty much towards the end of this show. excess rule of law and without rule of law, I think we're going to be seeing both of them simultaneously in a way, right? In certain areas, total lockdowns, but a lot of areas, lawlessness, anarchy. I mean, that's the reason Americans have firearms to protect themselves without rule of law or excess rule of law. So, I mean, I guess the Founding Fathers saw this coming and had a little dealings with the British government and then bandits out in the wilderness as well and Indians, etc. So without rule of law and excess rule of law, maybe those are what we really need to be focusing a lot more on from a big picture.
Yeah, getting that rule of law just right used to be like taken as accepted in this country. And there may not be a lot of people that have the motivation to be self-reliant and prepared. But I think the number of people that realize that our balance between excessive and absence of rule of law is getting uncomfortable for their tastes. And let's just hope some can kind of get oriented on the message coming out of I Am Liberty and the next generation, which we will be playing after tonight because we're recording. But they're on in 3 minutes as we record now. Yeah, keep listening, folks, because they're putting out a lot of local information, your skill sets that you could come to rely on very soon.
For sure. So many good shows and guests here on the Prepper Broadcasting Network. You know, what I want to do next year is go to Prepper Camp. I was not able to go to Prepper Camp this year. I was jealous of everyone who went there. I heard James. They had three people. They had Jordan, they had James, and they had, of course, the NBC guy, Dave Jones. All three, and maybe even others, went to Prepper Camp just a couple weekends ago. Sounded awesome. Future Dan, we might have to do that next time, meet everybody in person, and COVID be damned. It sounds like they had a really fun time, met a lot of good people, and maybe even some connections and some strategies we could discuss with each other kind of off air, if you know what I mean. I'm kind of looking forward to that to next year, maybe.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And keeping this message, this entire network going, is going to be critical. And I'm proud to be part of it, and I'm proud to be doing it with you.
Yep, I'm proud as well. It's been really fun. But on the other hand, it's really serious stuff we're dealing with. So I try to have a little fun with it, though, so it's not too depressing. I'm also in risk management and insurance and see horrible things all the time at work. But I try to have a little levity to it, okay? You know, what can I say? A little dark humor. You know what? That's pretty much the end of the show. The music's starting to roll right now. We will be...
Hey,
we're getting all new music, voice actors, movie quotes. Fingers crossed next week, the 13th, it'll all be live. It's certainly going to be live before and during the election, so... We're going to make it happen, folks. We'll make it up to you. A little tech issues tonight, but Future Dan, that's the thing. We had a fun show. Hopefully people enjoyed it and got something out of it. It made you think, all right? What do you think? Have a good one, buddy.
Yeah, good show, Ben. Stand by for election red teaming coming up on Patriot Power Hour.
All right, folks. We'll see you guys next week live on PBN.
Are you with me? Are you with me? I wanna dance by water beneath the Mexican sky. Drink some margaritas by the blue lights. Listen to the mariachi play at midnight. Are you with me? Are you with me?